brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go to break here in 5 minutes. A lot of stations don't carry this 5 minutes, but we always do it because some do want it. And we're internet audiences as well, and shortwave and XM. When we go to break here in about 4 or 5 minutes, we're going to come back and go directly to your stacked up calls. And we'll get into the latest on Iran. Huge, you know, comments on State of the Union, Davos, shock Homeland Security documents confirming they plan the total takeover, your local police, total society. But that's after I get to at least the calls that are holding. I was a bit frustrated there because I wanted to get Ben on because he's coming to Austin next weekend, not this weekend, but the weekend after. He's going to be in studio with us on that Friday. And I was saying, what's the address for where it is? Because he does a lot of speaking. But luckily, it is up at InfoWarsTeam.com. So we did get that information up there at InfoWarsTeam.com. And there's going to be a Dr. Corey Gold, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, Ted Anderson, and others. I can't quite see all of it there. And it's going to be at the Cross Point Church at 5703 McNeil Drive, Austin, Texas, 78729. Again, Cross Point Church, Saturday, February 12th, first event, business presentation, 5 p.m. Yeah, I probably should just actually have this. Whatever. Folks can just find out more at InfoWarsTeam.com. But Ben, going back to talk to you there, again, it's very, very simple if people will just actually start taking a vitamin mineral replacement supplement that's high quality like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, they will immediately notice that they're not as hungry. And if they add some exercise into that and get the MSG and aspartame and other stuff out of their diet, then they're going to see some pretty big effects, aren't they?
You're going to change your life. You know, Alex, one of the reasons we have this eating machine, we are obsessively eating, is because the body is used to linking calories with nutrition for eons, literally for tens and hundreds of thousands of years. When we ate calories, we got nutrition. They came together. Over the last couple hundred years, as our ability to process food has gotten better and better, and especially over the last 50 or 60 or 100 years, what's happened is we've separated nutrition from calories, and we keep getting calories without nutrition in the body. Body's like, well, gosh, that wasn't it. Let's go get some more calories. And then we get the calories without nutrition. The body's like, oh, well, that wasn't it. Let's go get some more calories. And we're on this constant drive to get calories because we're missing nutrition. Once you start adding the nutrients, the drive for calories ceases. And if there's one single move you want to make to improve your longevity and decrease the likelihood of degenerative diseases, it is to reduce your caloric intake. And what nutritional supplementation allows you to do is to get nutrients without calories, and that is the single most important move you will ever do when it comes to getting physically fit. It's getting nutrients without calories.
Well, you're right, and you certainly get a lot more energy. And the reason I'm behind this is not just because I've seen Aaron have such great results, and I was like, wow, I better, you know, I know this is good stuff. I know it's giving me some results, but I haven't really been taking it that often. I need to really get into this. And when I finally committed, and it's so easy to do, that the results have been so crazy that I am convinced this is a major revolution, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, against the globalists. If we can get more people involved, it's InfoWarsTeam.com. And I know I butchered that announcement earlier because I can't really read it from where it is on the TV screen. But it's Saturday, February 4th, 2012. And the details are, again, at InfoWarsTeam.com. There's a phone number there on the site, too, if you have any questions or want to become a distributor for the great longevity products at InfoWarsTeam.com. All right, Ben, great job. Great having you on with us. And I guess we'll see you here in Austin next week. And you're in studio Friday, right?
Looking forward to it, Alex. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, thank you. We're going to come back from break with your phone calls and a ton of incredibly important news straight ahead on the other side. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hi, I'm Michael Zwirling, MZ from the InfoWars team, to let you know that Corey Gold, Ben Fuchs, Ted Anderson, and I will be in Austin, Texas at the Cross Point Church for two free events Saturday, February 4th, 2012. Find out what all the InfoWars team buzz is about. First at 5 p.m., a special InfoWars team business training meeting hosted by the leading expert, Dr. Corey Gold. Then at 7 p.m., the famous nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, will present his acclaimed lecture on the miraculous standard operating procedure in the human body. For the sake of good health and longevity, you, your family, and friends won't want to miss this free InfoWars team event. We look forward to meeting you in person to answer questions about your health and to introduce an exciting business opportunity to help your family and friends get healthy and support the Alex Jones operation all at the same time. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and get all the details. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're into hour number three. Coming up after your calls, Ron Paul slams Obama's State of the Union, his campaign speech, Persian Gulf Option 1, a false flag, Iran summons Danish envoy, renews threat to close Strait of Hormuz, British, U.S., Israeli, NATO ships steaming in, saying confrontation could happen within days or weeks, Ahmed Dinajid ups rates to stem money crisis as the West banking pressure and embargo shuts the country down, the Muslim Brotherhood is shutting down press freedom in Egypt. The West helped overthrow the old dictator they put in. I mean, it's just bedlam. I haven't gotten to Google announces privacy changes across products. Users can't opt out. And it goes on to say they're basically going to just spy on all your data and give it to whoever wants to buy it. And it'll be a bunch of errors in it as well, a bunch of crud. That's in the Washington Post. That's all coming up. And, of course, the shock docs, total federalization of police under new Homeland Security mission. This is a federal occupation of every facet of society. And they're training you to be picked up and arrested off the street. I got to tell you, that's what all this TSA stuff's about. And they're getting ready for forced inoculation. American Medical Association's calling for it. California's passed a law for it. Going to shoot your kids up without consent. And they are gearing up to carry out their criminal actions. But they're smart. They know how to do it slowly. Until it's too late for everybody. Matthew in California, thanks for holding. We'll go to Jared, Jonathan, Howard, Mike, and others. Go ahead, Matthew.
Alex, I got a couple comments and a question. All right. I talked to Ben Fuchs about a month ago, and I'll give a testimony. It works. I was having some skin conditions. He lays it down, gives you the truth, doesn't try to – he just lays it out. And then,
by the way, you were on hold before Ben Fuchs got here. We don't screen calls, folks, as anybody who's ever called in knows. So I guess you've heard him talk about it. You listened to what he said, and it cleared up your skin. I'm telling you, these folks know what they're talking about. InfoWarsTeam.com, he's our big consultant.
Yep. And then yesterday, I went and on my blog, I reposted a link that you guys had for yesterday's article for SOPA. And within 24 hours, over 10,000 people have reblogged it. They're hitting it up. You should see these comments just lighting up. People I don't know. And they're just, everybody's flipping out. I'm getting it from all around the world. I mean, you know it too. But just.
You're talking about a turbocharged awakening, and that's why the criminals, if you watch this Homeland Security video we've got, are squirming around in their chairs, talking about a total takeover of all local governments and how dangerous the lone wolves are. And Napolitano's basically shaking because they know what hardcore criminals they are. They know we're discovering the joke of how slimy they are. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. Here in California, all you got to do is open, just go outside and look up, and you got four planes everywhere. They're all flying super low. They're spraying. They're doing, you know, and now you got the ones that are hovering real low.
White House admits they're chemtrailing us. They say the details are classified. The corporate whore media makes fun of us when we play the White House science czar admitting they're spraying us. Total insanity.
That's what they're doing, and we know. So people got to wake up. People use every resource you got. Everybody has something to do. It's no joke anymore, and it doesn't matter what happens to us, because the moment that we die, whether it's tomorrow or 30 or 40 years from now, the state of mind that we are in at that moment is going to determine what we were and what we're going to come back as. We, the InfoWarriors, know that. We got to spread it. Alex, thanks a bunch.
Well said, my friend. Let's go to Jonathan in Kansas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, on the situation of, let's say, the piracy and all that on the Internet, this is a video that's on YouTube, which I think is very powerful because the guy goes into depth about how this is used to, this piracy will be used to blow up the prison population, for-profit prisons and stuff. The video is called, on YouTube, Mega Upload Dangerous Secrets Affect You. And the guy.
Yeah, but it's more than just that. They have these top advisors, Soros people. We covered it yesterday. White House regulations are admitting SOPA is to actually shut down, quote, conspiracy theorists. That means people that don't buy their lies. There's another article out with Cass Sunstein giving speeches saying, we're going to take over the Internet and force people to buy electric cars. We'll make them do what we want. I mean, they're just a bunch of chicken necks who sit up there, and once they've bulldozed the Constitution, they can say, well, we're government, we're your God, we'll say what you do. And it's like, no, you scumbag tyrant, we're not going to do what you want, you piece of trash.
Well, yeah, also, what's so interesting is he has, like, all kinds of sources he cites. One of the things he's talked about is how big corporations actually funded BitTorrent. So I thought that was interesting.
Oh, yeah. We have a bunch of big articles showing. Look, the recording industry in Hollywood, remember sued and tried to ban VCRs? And, of course, it turned out VCRs within the decade after, basically, I've seen the study, I published it, a link to it last week, tripled their profits for over a decade off of VCR. Then DVD, they tried to ban that. Then they tried to ban downloads. It's a load of bull. It's one of the only industries still making record profits. Look, a few months ago, they shut down a big file-sharing website that's only about alternative music where people sign agreements saying that they want it to be freely distributed. And I was reading how these sites, they shut down a bunch of them, were starting to rival mainstream music. And the globalists don't want alternative stuff in a free market to become popular. They want to control what music is popular, so that's why they shut it down. It's all about control.
Yeah. Also, there's another video. This one's about eugenics, and it has to do with, it has to do with abortion. And basically, there's this one lady. Her name is Margaret Slee, and she was the president of Planned Parenthood.
Devilhood?
Yeah. And basically, she said she didn't like the idea of Women's Choice. She wanted it to be banned, childbirth. It's called No More Babies. Expert calls.
I've seen that quote. In fact, I meant to get to this yesterday. Great call, sir. Guys, put in birth more dangerous than abortion. It was an AP article going, you know, they say ban abortion because of health problems, but maybe we should ban birth. It's of course, statistically, a full-size baby is going to be a more dangerous at the time than having an abortion when the baby's 3 inches, 4 inches long. I mean, of course, but then they spin it like it's bad to have kids and try to scare women. Of course, they don't tell you there's a doubling per abortion of uterine cancer. You can look up those statistics. So, but I mean, it's like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs type headlines from the establishment we're seeing. Jared in Louisiana, welcome.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Alex, sorry. Couple things real quick. I wanted to say that the South is getting absolutely overlaid and inundated with chemtrails like I've never seen before. It looks like chicken wire across the sky every single day.
Now, they're trying to turn us into a dark city, a dark planet, and it's a giant secret program. They admit it's a program they're doing, but we don't get to know. And then the scientists have tested it. It's aluminum dioxide and massive brain damaging. So what? Government loves us. Everything's fine. Folks, they've been taking babies' blood for 40 years secretly globally. They've been spraying since the mid-90s secretly, now admitted. They're doing whatever they want. They're now saying having babies is bad and abortion is good. I mean, I'm showing mainstream headlines right now at prisonplanet.tv. What did you say, Chris? This is Time Magazine. Why abortion is less risky than childbirth. I mean, we're now entering the cuckoo land here. Again, up is down is up, evil is good is bad. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead and finish your point.
Two more things real quick. I'd like to say you had commented when you first started out today about the widespread heavy rains and severe weather that we've been experiencing ever since the solar flares yesterday. We're going to be experiencing it for the next 3 days. I wonder how much of that is strictly because of the heavy metals that have been spread in the atmosphere that are acting magnetically against what has been cast off from the sun.
Who knows? I mean, that's the problem, is that we know there was a Nobel Prize in 92 for chemtrailing. What they call geoengineering, a planet that's dead is turned alive, is terraforming, but one that's already has a system, they call it geoengineering. And of course, under our nose for years, scientists were going up, testing, saying jets must have it added to the fuel, aluminum dioxide, barium salts. Now the government admits that is what they're mixing with the fuel and spraying. They have special planes involved in pure cloud seeding, but they won't tell us the details. And then, yes, as scientists know that it's the sun's ions that mainly create nuclei, and so that's why we're seeing giant rainstorms all over the world right now at record levels because of this huge solar storm. But it's as if – well, it's not as if it is. The system doesn't want us to know about real science. I appreciate your call. Anything else, Jared?
I'd like to just repeat one quote for you that I think applies very good to you and your radio program.
Okay.
And that is, to destroy is easy, to build is difficult. Likewise, to mock and judge is easy, but to do what is right through the face of adversity is truly the way of a man. And I appreciate you being a man, you standing and saying what needs to be said, throwing it in the establishment's face, and I salute you and everybody else that is standing up by you.
Well, God bless you, my friend. We're all together on this, Jared. Look, it'd be one thing if there was some country that was free that we could run to. I'm going to be quite honest with you. If this was just one evil country and not a global government, I would probably just pull up stakes like our ancestors did and run to the other country. There's nowhere to go. So it's not really courage, folks. There's nowhere to go. They're not going to give us quarter. They're the nastiest, most evil elites we've ever seen. They're sick, horrible, devilish psychopaths, jacking our food, our water, our atmosphere, playing God. And they think they're the anointed gods, the transcendent, they're awakened conscious, we're animals. And then they're dumbing everybody down to create the self-fulfilling prophecy that we're animals that deserve to die. It's totally sick what the globalists have done. And 99% of people that even serve the system are being destroyed by it. And people need to realize that. There's no quarter. There's no game. There's not even a choice here. You've got to fight these people. Yeah, here it is. Delta reroutes planes following massive solar eruption, record northern lights. Solar storms may cause cell phone dropouts. Solar storms effects to last Earth until Wednesday night. It goes on. And of course, really no articles about why is there record rain in the U.S. And all over the world, in Africa and other areas, even in the dry season in Africa? It's the sun. It's the sun. It's the sun.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More and more I realize that the government is completely illegitimate. I mean, I know that. I preach that. It's been usurped by criminals who are openly arming to the teeth against us and training police that real Americans are terrorists. I mean, it's right out of a movie. It's right out of history. And they think a bunch of drones and high-tech weapons are going to scare us. It's pathetic. And they're stealing everything. Like, if we're totally poverty-stricken, they think we won't be able to fight back against them. And then I see the general public who's only half awake. They are in for such a rude awakening. Let's go ahead and go to Howard in California. You're on the air, Howard. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, I got to tell you, I'm in Los Angeles. I own a limousine company that has been basically gutted by the government, Bank of America, and the IRS, et cetera, et cetera. I'm hanging on by the skin of my teeth.
You're not a big globalist insider. They're all exempt.
Yeah, right.
So you're a little guy trying to actually run, and just like the IRS with any small business, doesn't matter. If you could pay them all the money, they'd come and try to gang rape you.
Exactly. I'm just trying to hang on. I'm actually living out of my RV. That's how bad it's got. My last two landlords have been Israelis, believe it or not, because I'm in Los Angeles. But the worst thing is I finally saw something with my own eyes. It's one thing to talk about it and hear people talk about it on the radio, et cetera. I saw this with my own eyes at LAX, the Los Angeles airport. They've built a giant human holding pen. It's quite obvious what it's for. It's for processing people. This thing, they used to park all of our limousines and cars and buses at the eastern end of the north set of runways. There's two sets of runways at LAX. They used to park all of us at the eastern end of the north runway where the planes would land right over the top of us. They moved us all out of there this past summer, which I thought was strange. And I made the mistake of driving back in there because we had to get a ticket to pick up our clients at the airport. What I saw was when I pulled in there, and I was followed twice by the cops when I pulled in and I took pictures. I sent them to you. I'll send them again. This thing is, it's a holding pen. It could hold thousands of people. It's right next to the tarmac. There's no buildings, no nothing. It's like a 10 or 12 foot fence with a permanent concrete base around the base of it. And there's two sets of barbed wire on top facing in and out. So, you know, there's fences like that all over out the airport area. But this thing has four sets, of human.
They actually have one of those at Bergstrom and at the old airport. And I first reported it was a secret holding pen. But the news said I was a conspiracy theorist, but that it was to hold people during civil unrest. So I'm bad for being right and breaking the news. I don't get an award. I'm bad because I'm right. And it's kooky not to like it. So, we get a lot of email. We miss some of it. What email address did you send it to?
I sent it to writers at your InfoWars.
When did you send it?
It's this past month. I can't remember when.
Will you send it again?
I'd love to. These turnstiles, let me describe them. Because you could say, well, it's part of an airport. No. These are those big tubular steel turnstiles. They go in, they don't come back out. There's no way to get back out. There's four sets of them, so there's like 16 turnstiles that go into this thing. And it's like the size of 3 football fields. You can get thousands of people. The thing about it that proves what it is because there's on the fence that goes onto the tarmac. If you go straight onto the airport tarmac, where, you know, what kind of security is that? They put a big black gate in that you can pull trucks, buses, whatever, into this holding tank. So it's built to move lots of people quickly into this pen and then move them onto the tarmac. Now, what is that for? You know, except to move people and put them on the aircraft?
No, that's like the Oklahoma City Federal Processing Center. And this is actually all in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. And it's just these creepy crooks and all the stuff with our money they've built against us because they know they're a bunch of crooks. And I tell you what, when I put you on hold, we got a break here, I'm going to give you one of our super secret email addresses, and will you please send it? How soon till you can send it to us?
As soon as I hang up, because I can do it on my phone.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold and send it to you. But it's not just my opinion. You can search engine or go to the Google spy system, which they admit they're spying on you now, you can type in IRS cuts investigators for white collar crime. And when you read, they mean like 100 millionaires, billionaires, the rich. There's like no investigators. They can do whatever they want on record. And then they put the investigators on small and medium and even teeny tiny. So they got whole offices for like a blue collar guy who owes $1,000. But nothing for all the really rich people. So you got a restaurant, a little car dealership, a limo company, you know, five limos, whatever it is. They are on you. We remember in California, the guy owed 14 cents, so the SWAT team came and at the car wash, it turned out he'd paid it. It's just busy work for the little low-level crooks. Yeah, there it is. White-collar crime. It's admitted right there. All right, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I don't know what I can do to get new listeners and long-time listeners to realize just how real this is. Again, what is a tyranny? It's when you get a corrupt group of special interest in power who overthrow any type of checks or balances or due process or justice, generally so they can use the country they've dominated as a launch base to invade other countries and set up empires, because that's their nature. And you also have these special interests who are completely ruthless. And so they build police states generally in the name of keeping the public safe, but then it's always really designed for the public. You remember when 9/11 happened, and the audio and video of this is on record. I said, you watch, for years we're going to be told it's for Muslim extremists, and they're going to launch all these wars, and then they're going to flip it. And I even said in 5 to 10 years, I said, we can't be sure on their timetable. They're going to flip it around to domestic groups. And now in the space of 2 years, they've gone from saying none of this is for domestic groups to, oh, it's not even terror related. We're just going to spy on everyone, and the feds are going to fight crime and going to fight extremism and extreme speech, and we're watching you. Well, we're watching you, you narcotics trafficking murderers. You're nothing but criminals with a badge and a gun. You're nothing but criminal lawyers, criminal bag men who work for the big mega banks that have engaged in so many crimes, they're now playing gangster and expanding out into every area. We are run by ruthless, freedom-hating, dangerous scum who are training special units of federalized police in every city to go around killing and arresting and torturing citizens. They are terrorists. They are enemies of the Republic. They are illegitimate. They are frauds. And they have now revealed themselves. Remember, the people running things staged 9/11. They think nothing of 3,000 American citizens. And they would do that to get their power. They enjoyed it. They do it for free. Just for the fireworks. They didn't do it because, oh, it's just a gambit to get power. They did Oklahoma City and picked a federal building with their own little federal minions and picked one with a daycare center for the effect. They're cold-blooded. And they've got a bunch of mindless, sycophantic, sheltered, dumb people who are compartmentalized that work in and around them. And they sit around in all these police departments and all these FBI agencies and ATF laughing at the other half who do handle the bank robberies and the shootings and stuff like that. And they call you idiots. This has come out in court cases over many years. You can look it up. They call you morons. They laugh at you. They laugh at you. And of course, even though you're a minion, a lot of cops now are paid like $100,000 a year as the country goes bankrupt. But the point is, they sit there and they laugh at you. You're a big joke to them. And if you ever wake up to their drug dealing or murder, they'll just kill you like Serpico or try to. But the worst are just the Dudley Do-Right thugs that I hear on talk radio calling in going, America's good, and I don't like that old Jones guy running down our military and running down America. America got taken over, you fool. I am for America. I am for the Bill of Rights, Constitution, the family, the Declaration of Independence, property rights, all the things that both parties are overthrowing. And now we're coming down to the end game. The globalists executed a takeover through a financial implosion device known as the derivative Ponzi scheme, fractional reserve banking scam, that there is no returning from. They said, are you sure? Because we're going to self-destruct things for order out of chaos. And they passed it, and as soon as they passed Glass-Steagall to do this, they began racing to build FEMA camps, racing to federalize cops, racing. Because it's like the self-destruct. You've all seen it in movies or whatever where they, you know, take 1979 Alien, which I just rewatched the other day on the treadmill. And, you know, Sigourney Weaver's trying to get to the shuttle, but the alien's blocking her. So she runs back to the self-destruct, and it's too late to turn it off, and it tells her you cannot reverse self-destruct. The New World Order has flipped the switches, the dials, set the thing up. And, I mean, it's on. It's going over the edge of the cliff. It's on. It's here. It's crazy. Giant wars, police state. They got plagues they can release in their back pocket. I'm going to go to your calls and more news here in a moment. But you remember the Sunday show. You may have heard it. And I kind of had an epiphany there. I mean, I did go on local TV. I did go on talk radio July 25th, 2001. I did it on a bunch of shows before that, but that was when I was 100% sure. And I said, call the White House. They're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. And I said, it should happen in the next 2 to 3 months. Now, I've explained I was able to do that by watching the preconditioning on TV that's designed for unconscious people, the prep phase. I mean, I'm on record. I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center, they're going to use Bin Laden. But then on the day of 9/11, I came out and I said, they, I'm sure, have released a bioweapon. I don't know how big it's going to be an overlay. Because I'd seen bioweapon hyping, namely anthrax. It's all scripted before. And some other issues. And then we learned that right after 9/11, anthrax was mailed out and it was a weaponized U.S. government version and not the Muslims, as they first said. That was just to keep the fear going and then distract off of 9/11. And that happened. And I asked the question on the Sunday show, why hadn't the government come and visited me? You know, they were looking for the terrorists because you know, if I was an FBI agent, I wouldn't come and wasn't a terrorist and wasn't part of this criminal operation or wasn't dumb. I would hear somebody like Alex Jones and ask, how did you predict that? And how did you say that there'd be a bioweapon release when there was? I mean, I wouldn't come to say, are you a suspect? Because obviously I'm not. But I would come and say, how did you know that? You know, you'd think people want to come to me and find out why I know these things. Well, it's because I'm not a moron. That's why. I mean, I watched Gary Hart and Warren Rudman on Hardball in mid-July on a treadmill at the time over in South Austin in that little house I lived in. I watched them, and they said, when we come back, we got something really special for you. And big White House insider, big globalist, slimeball Chris Matthews, worked for a bunch of Democratic presidents, Jimmy Carter namely. He says, I want to thank you for sharing this with us. And I could tell it was all coded, because they like to do these little psycho celebrations publicly. He says, I want to thank both of you, because this is the heart-rubbing commission that called for Homeland Security, everything we're now seeing. And they said, what is the big news? And it was like he was being given a birthday present. And they said, life's about to change. You're going to see big buildings, big things happen with them. Somebody ought to go pull this up. And they said, you're going to see big things happen. And you're going to see the army on the streets. And they all had this psycho look, I mean, especially Rudman, man, super creep. I mean, the psycho factor was pegging. And I stopped the treadmill and I was watching this. And I've been seeing all the Bin Laden stuff. He's going to get you. Get ready. What do you do when he attacks? You give your rights up. Say it again. It was like a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill. What do you do when he hits? We give our rights up. And I'd read the Rand Corporation calling for troops on the streets, federalization of police, all of it. I'd been to the urban drills. I knew they were going to use terror as the pretext. But I was watching this little, it's like a psycho calling the cops and going, I'm going to kill one more next Wednesday night, and you'll never stop me, piggy. It was like that. I was watching him do the little call to the police station in front of me, and I was just like, oh. And I think that was like a week before, and I thought about it, went on air and said, call the White House, they're going to blow up the World Trade Center. And again, I was able to triangulate that the psychos had hit that target before cooking the bomb, training the drivers, and real detonators. I knew that it had some structural problems, it had asbestos, they wanted to get rid of it. I had seen federal training manuals about terror with crosshairs on it. I'd seen a lot of other data points. I knew that there was massing of troops in and around Afghanistan even at the time. And I was able just to triangulate all that and come up with that information. Well, let me tell you what I see now. And the only reason I don't know exactly when they're going to do it is because they're freaked out. Their triangulation is off. So how can I see their triangulation when their triangulation's off because of us? We're adding interference big time. You know, they're trying to catch the pass, and our hands are all in there. And they know they dropped the ball on this. I mean, Fast and Furious has hurt a bad, because folks now know that killed thousands at least, including at least 3 police officers and 2 Border Patrol. And people now know that was a false flag, and the memos have come out that it was planned to blame the Second Amendment. They got caught. Still went ahead with it, with the false flag, blaming of the Second Amendment. And a lot of other stuff's come out that really hurts them. And so they're scared right now. They don't know what to do. And that means they may go big, not just with an Oklahoma City or another 9/11, but, I mean, nukes are on the table. They've been adding that to the racial consciousness of humanity. to kind of the background chatter of the subconscious. They got mass death bioweapons. They could just go ahead and release a mass killer. But only, but their police state isn't in place enough yet. They want to make sure when they move to kill almost everybody that they've already got a grid in. So that's going to come after a few more big attacks or some smaller bio attacks to create the hysteria and the fear and to see them, the killers, as the saviors. So people will go along with it when the big plague hits. But they got plagues on the table. They've got nukes on the table, big wars, obviously. You see that going to front burner right now. That popcorn's starting to pop. Domestic attacks on police stations and schools. And, of course, you'll see all the pre-programming and conditioning. You'll have it already within minutes of it happening on the controlled corporate media. And they've got – they could hit us with a nuke and say it's an asteroid, too. It could be a wild card. They could release a bioweapon and say it was natural. The financial collapse is going to be part of the crisis because they did stage that, but now it's been basically put into a motion to where it can't be stopped, and it's just going to be absolutely horrible. Unless we get enough people out there fully awake and aware, they may try to put the brakes on some. It's still going to be terrible. But they're already overextended worldwide and being resisted worldwide by other criminal forces and other independent forces and then just individuals. And there's no honor amongst them. So as their own minions see that the ship is to be sunk, they're all now stealing and kind of working on their own. So their coordination is breaking down. And now they're just a bunch of little chicken neck goblins up there serving the bankers like Napolitano and Chertoff. Who don't feel very confident, and that's good. That's why I've, you know, charged in hacking in every direction with an info axe. I've got a lot of you to start hacking at them hard. Ron Paul's been blowing holes in them big time. And all we can do is just start swinging, folks. All we can do is just go, you know what? You do whatever you got to do, globalists. We're hitting you hard. We're not going to mince words. We're not going to back off. We're going to run around like chickens with our heads cut off, screaming that you're terrorists and that you're the bad man. And, you know, that way, when you pull your next stop, we're going to obviously have eyes on the ground watching. And I know that freaks you out, and that's one of my main enjoyments in life. I'm not into possessions. You know, my car can be backed into in a grocery store, and people are like, you're not mad? One time I walked out with a national media person I went and had dinner with, and my car had been driven into on the side. I'd be like, I'll see you later. Like, you're not upset? I'm like, oh, I don't care less. You know, because I'm not into possessions, but if I did have possessions, it's the pride of waking up tens of millions of people. Just the satisfaction, like a garden you plant and weeds you pull, and you're sitting there chopping up the carrots and the lettuce and everything you grew, and it's delicious and it's satisfying. Or I guess the satisfaction of, I haven't had this satisfaction yet, but I've heard about it, of watching your children grow up and be successful and good people. I mean, that's what I'm ready to die for. I don't want to die, but the point is I'm committed and fearless because I know how valuable a life well led that's honorable is. And that's why the system always tries to say I'm dishonorable or Ron Paul is dishonorable, because they have to pull down the idea of real people. They can't have examples to others or idols to others that you can model yourself after and become even greater. They have to make you think there isn't good in the world. There is so much good in the world. It outnumbers evil 100-1, but good never seems to want to stand up. Good never seems to see itself as the leader it is. So your prime directive, if you've got a soul left in you, priority numero uno, is to engage the New World Order, engage the scientific dictatorship, break people out of their trance, expose false flag terror, one of the key weapons of the New World Order. It's never been easier. Bilderberg, reportedly from multiple sources, was flipping out that they'd lost media control on Washington Post, LA Times, and others after we forced it, when it was reported that Al-Qaeda was working for NATO. I mean, there were red alerts going on, and they did shut that down after that. There were red alerts when it came out that the number three in Al-Qaeda was working for the Pentagon, Anwar al-Awlaki, and I predicted they'd stage his death, and they did, of course, and then recycled it as, oh, look, we'll kill U.S. citizens whenever we want to set that precedent. the system. We have the tools. Al-Qaeda working for the West, fast and furious, banker bailouts, all the corruption, the insider. Notice insider trading in Congress started coming out. So they just came out and announced in full view, like demonic peacocks, that, oh, we're allowed to insider trade and give money to companies that we're invested in and give money to companies our wives and husbands or sons own. And then the corporate whore media went along with the hoax and said, they're allowed to. You see how they work? I mean, they've shifted desperately with their psych warfare chiefs advising them to, and it is a good move, but it will fail. Into just publicly squatting there in front of us. I mean, they're hidden in plain view. They are hidden in plain view right there. Scum, filthy, larcenous, dangerous terrorists. Murderers, narcotics traffickers, child kidnappers, every crime, every racket run. The mafia, the global mafia is the New World Order. The Fortune 100 is the global mafia anti-free market, and they're staging terror attacks so they can take over.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the Revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Bit of internet overdrive here in a minute. I'll be on the nightly news this evening. We got a 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv, and your membership does support us here. I meant to get to this article today. Raw milk, good enough for Queen Elizabeth, but prohibited for ordinary Canadians, from Natural News up at Infowars.com. And yeah, I've seen this actually on PBS thing. She's obsessed with organic and raw milk and drinks raw milk. She can get it, but people in England, And then they mentioned New Hampshire and other states are moving to not let the public have it. Of course, I did have some raw milk this morning, and all you control freak globalist crime syndicate operators can, you know where you can go, you scum. You can't stop us. We know who you are, maggots. You maggot filth. What's so good about it, though, is you're so evil, you buy into the whole system yourself. So just give yourself extra vaccines. I'm not evil enough to tell you to give your kids the shots, but you will anyways because you serve it. You love it. We got a bunch of other key news we'll be covering tonight, but let's go back to your calls here as promised. Mike in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for speaking the real, real truth. I believe you. I've been listening for a year now. Tulsa, Oklahoma, loud and clear. Please say some more about the fluoride water, GMOs, BPA, the chemtrails. They're spraying us like crazy. Never knew nothing about it till I heard your show. And I've lost my vision due to vaccinations as a child.
Oh, man.
I just recently learned this. I can't use a computer. How can I get to reach you to get your tapes?
Well, sir, there's a lot of people in every community that make copies of my films, authorize folks to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. But if you, we'll put you on hold. If you give us your address, I'll mail you some of my DVDs free. And then hopefully you can get with some friends and make copies and pay it forward and give it to others. But anything else you'd like to add?
I tell everybody I know about your show. They think I'm nuts at first, but they actually want to hear the real truth. They just stare at you.
Well, you're in Oklahoma. I've had the people from the Oklahoma building, the head of the HUD department. I've had the police officers on who the feds told will kill you if you talk about the bombs we planted. I mean, we have witnesses who saw the feds with the bombs. I mean, it's right there, and they couldn't kill all the cops. I mean, it's a fact. The federal government's murdering terrorists. I mean, of course they are. They don't care about a million Iraqis they've killed. They don't care about us either. And these idiots that say America's the home of goodness. Oh, of abortion and all, and of Hollywood. America has been taken over, and we need to be honest about that. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Johnny in Kansas. Johnny, you're on the air.
Hey, am I there, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good worldwide transmission. We got about a minute and a half.
All right, I'm going to change gears on you. There is a gentleman trying to get a hold of Ron Paul to speak with him about election. All right.
That'd probably be pretty hard. He's working about 18 hours a day.
Well, we really need to get these two guys together because he's going to set up a write-in campaign, okay? His name's Rod Class, C-L-A-S-S, and he's on a .com site, all right?
Well, here's the deal. If Ron Paul likes something and thinks it's a good idea, he'll get behind it. But if people think that's interesting, they should get it on over to Ron Paul.
I want to check that out. I've stumbled into something else, Alex, real quick. It seems that our governors are starting to execute executive orders. And what I've been looking at over here in Kansas, it's reminded me an awful lot of Lincoln Ford. I mean, they've just blown this executive order issue plumb out of the water. And they're bringing in the Agenda 21 issues under executive orders now.
Oh, yeah. America's going under UN regulations to fully suck the country dry and pay everything to the greedy, devilish bankers that are a bunch of murdering eugenicists. And it is unbelievable. And the Davos criminal scum is all meeting right now, deciding how to rape us further. It's unbelievably disgusting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.